Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 22nd day of Sivan, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Gittin, Perek Vov, Mishnah Beis. Ha'isha Shomra, a woman who said to her shliach, to a messenger, Hiskaba Legiti, I want you to accept my get on my behalf. The shliach comes back and he says, I was mekabel the get, I received the get in my hand, but he doesn't have it to show. He hasn't got it in his hand. Tzrichos shtei kitei edim. She will require two pairs of witnesses that will require to testify to make her get valid, to give her a status of being properly divorced. Because there's no get right now in front of us. We can't find the get. Shnaim. You need two edim, one pair of edim. Sha'omrim that say b'foneinu omra, that testify that the woman in fact told the shliach to receive the get on her behalf. And number two, ushnaim, another pair of edim, or another two more edim. Sha'omrim that say b'foneinu kibel v'kora. We saw he did receive the get from the husband, and he ripped it up. He tore it. In other words, the get is valid because he did receive it in his hand. Now, why would he tear it? The Gemara explains with talk, our Mishnah is referring to a time of the Shmad, where there was persecution of Jewish practices. And they forbade the whole acceptance of Gittin, of having divorces, bill of divorces. And therefore what they would do is, after the get was made and was given to the Shliach, or whoever received it on behalf of the woman, they would rip the get out in order to avoid persecution or being killed or thrown in jail. Some of Farshim learn that the Mishnah means when it says that there are Edim that testify that the Shliach received the get, they also have to testify that he tore it. Others say no, doesn't mean that they have to testify that he tore it. The Mishnah is just telling us what he said, what the Shliach said as an excuse to explain why he hasn't got the get in his hand. Probably he tore it, but you don't need the Edim for that. The main thing is you need Edim to testify that he received it from the get in front of their presence. Now, although the Mishnah mentions two pairs of Edim, the truth is it doesn't really mean two pairs of Edim. And as the Mishnah itself goes on to say, afilu hein harishonim v'enachronim, even if the two Edim that testified that she told the Shliach to accept the get on her behalf are the same as the two Edim who testified that the Shliach was mekabel the get, that would be fine. Or even echad min harishonim, you can even have the Edim could be formed in such a way that there was one aid in the first group and another aid in the second group, and then there was another person that joined each one of them. He happened to be there both at the time when she told the Shliach and both at the time and also at the time when the husband had given the get to the Shliach. Nara Hamarosa, a girl who had kiddushin. She hasn't yet exited the jurisdiction of her father. She's still living at home. She has not yet been given over to the husband. He's only done kiddushin, and now he wants to divorce her. If the oros, if the one who married her, who gave kiddushin, now wants to divorce her, he of viha mekabnas gita, both she or her father, either she or her father, are able to accept the get, and it'll be a valid get. And that's even if, let's say, she accepts it without the knowledge of the father, or the father accepts it without her knowledge, that's fine. Why? Because we're talking about a na'ara, a girl who's, remember, under 12 and a half, and the Torah gives the power of the father, gives the power to the father over the daughter who's a na'ara, but that doesn't remove her power. So she has both. This is the words of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds that either she, as a Nara Marasa, or the father, can mekabel the get, can accept the get, and it'll be a valid divorce. However, Amar Rabbi Huda says, Ein shtei yodayim zoches kachas. You can't have two powers having rights to the same thing. You can't have she, the wife. Now remember, she's only had erusin. She's still living at home. She only had kiddushin. She and the father can't both be zoicha the get, but rather ella aviha mekabel eskita bilvad. It only is the father that has the right to mekabel the get for his daughter, the Nara. And that's because we find generally that the father has the rights over a Nara, as we learned in Masechta Ksubas. A father can receive a get, can receive Kiddushin, the money of Kiddushin, and as long as she's a Nara and not yet a Bogeres, is not yet over 12 and a half. However, if she would be orphaned from her father, then certainly she would kin mekabel her own get. Finally, says the Mishnah, V'chol she'eina yecholah lishmer es gita, any girl who's of an age that she is not yet able to show proper ownership or guard, literally guard her get, she doesn't have the proper knowledge to or the maturity to be in charge of her divorce. For example, she's a ketana, she might be under 12. Eina yecholah lehisgarish, she's not able to be divorced even if the father is mekabel the get, even if the father is receiving the get for her. How do we know that? Because the pasuk, when talking about giving a divorce, it mentions v'shilcha mi beisoy, he sends her from his house, and this implies that the one who sent that the divorce can be valid for a woman who he sends from the house and doesn't come back again. But someone who doesn't have the maturity to understand what a get's all about, or to watch over her get, she'll come back to him. She won't even realize it, and therefore the get can't work. Some of Farshim learn that when we say she's not able to be divorced, it means she can't accept the get. But we're talking here about but if it would be a father who is mekabel the get, yes, she could. Then the father can accept it for her. That's how some of Farshim learn. Because even though she hasn't got the maturity to watch over the get, but the father can protect her that she shouldn't go back. Aye, how come the Mishnah says blanketly she's not able to be divorced? They explain that a Mishnah is talking about a case of an orphan who is a ketana, an orphaned girl, a ketana. She's not able to have maturity to watch over her get, so that's why she can't mekabel the get. So we have a machlokes, what the Mishnah is talking about. First opinion is, again, it's talking about whether the father's alive or not alive. Either way, she cannot be divorced at that stage of being a ketana, even if the father wants to accept it for her. Other perashim learn, it means a case where there's no father around, he's passed on, and it's just she, just the wife, she cannot accept the get while she's still a ketana, while she's still underage. Mishnah Gimel. Ketana she'amra, a minor, a girl who's under 12, says to a shliach, "Hiskabel legiti, accept my get." She made him, she appointed him as a shliach to mekabel the get. For example, we're talking about a case where she was orphaned from her father, and she's able to watch over her get. That's the case we're talking about. Eino get ad shegia get liyada. It will not be a valid divorce, a get, until the get reaches her hand. Because the fact that she appointed him a shliach is meaningless. It doesn't help. She can't. She's not at the age of being able to appoint a shliach. She has to receive the get herself. And for that reason, continues the Mishnah, Lefichach im rotza bal lachzoir, if the husband wants to change his mind after he gave the get to the shliach, before it reached her hand, yachzor, he still has the ability to retract the get and it won't be a get. She'en kotan oisa shliach, because a minor cannot appoint a shliach, doesn't have the power to do so, and therefore the person, even if she appointed a shliach, it's not her shliach, and therefore the acceptance of the get by the shliach means nothing. It has to arrive in her hand or in a property. Aval imamala viha, but if her father says to her, and her father was alive, and he says to the shliach, "Tzei v'hiskabel leviti gita, go out, go to the place of the person who gave kiddushin to my daughter, and accept the get for my daughter." Then that shliach appointed by the father is a valid shliach, and he's a shliach lekabola, which means he's a shliach of acceptance. And as soon as the husband gives the get into his hand, that's it; the get is valid for the daughter of the father who appointed the shliach, and therefore, if the husband wants to retract the get, lo yachzir, can't do it anymore. It's too late. The hand of the shliach is literally like that. Is like the hand of the father. It's as if the father received the get, and a father can receive a get for a ketana. Ha'omer, one who says to a shliach, Ten get zeh le'ishti b'mokom ploni. Give this get to my wife in place X. On a son ala b'mokom acher. And instead, the shliach gave it to another place, place Y. Now, because the person, the husband, said to the shliach to do it in a certain place, I want you to accept, give it in that place, that's where I want you to give it to her, we say that the husband means that place and only that place. And if the shliach changes his mission, posel, we say the get is posel. We say the husband is concerned about that. He doesn't want it be given in place. Why? He wanted it in place X. But if the husband said to the shliach, "Hare hi b'mokom ploini, unasonoi lo b'mokom acher," but if the shliach only said, "Look, I think my wife's over there. I think she's in Sydney," and he gave it to her, but she wasn't. She was in Melbourne. Kosher. The get will be kosher. Why? Because the husband is only trying to make it easy for him to tell him where it is. He's saying, "Look, I think she's in Melbourne. Give her in Sydney. Give her the get." But does he really mind? No. He's only saying that's where she is. And therefore the get will be valid even if he gave it to her in another city. Ha'isha she'omra. What happens if a woman says to a shliach, "Hiskabel legiti b'mokom ploni"? She says to the shliach, "Accept the get for me in that place." V'kibloi, and instead, v'kibloi lo, the shliach was accepted the get for her b'mokom ploni, b'mokom acher, in another place, posel. We say the get is possible because for the woman as well, we say that she doesn't want that divorce to be effective in that place. She didn't want it to be happen there. She wanted it to happen. That's why she said, accept it for me in that place. However, we have a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Machshir. Rabbi Eliezer says it'll be kosher. Why? Because according to his opinion, only with a husband do we say that he really wants the get done in a certain place. Because he's the one doing the divorce. Everything depends on him. He's the active person. She's the passive participant here. But because a woman can be divorced against her will, he can't say that she was makbida, she was dafke, concerned it should be in this place or that place. It's nonsense. We say that even though she said to the shliach, accept the get in a certain place in Sydney or Melbourne, she didn't mean that it had to be in that place. When the wife says it, we say she's also just showing or just telling the shliach where the husband is. And now comes an opinion according to all. Now comes a statement, Allah, according to all opinions. What happens if she says to the shliach, bring my get from that place? She didn't make him a shliach lekabbalah. This is only going to be a shliach lehilacha, to bring the get to me. And he brought it to her from another place. Then we say kosher. According to all opinions, it's kosher. Why? Because since she can only be divorced when the get reaches her hand anyway, so where he takes it from is not really relevant. What's relevant is when the get is going to be effective, and that's going to be effective where she is, so that's fine. Kosher, the get will be a valid get.